It was always open for you to go walk out of the design office and into the factory and see the aeroplane being built. Yes. And that was a joint effort because, obviously, in those days, draftsmen drew out the aeroplane in all its details. So there was obviously discussions between the draftsman and the engineer on the strengths. And then if there's a problem, they both go off to the aeroplane and discuss it with the people who are building it. And it was quite interesting because of the great difference I noticed between what the conditions were like in those days, because when I worked there, I worked in what was called number one drawing office, and that was a great big room with about 100 people in it. And there were engineers, aerodynamicists, weight engineers, and then at the end, funny enough, was the helicopter drawing office. And that was always a hubbub of conversation. And that wasn't people discussing what they'd done for the weekend. There might have been a bit of that, like in normal offices, but it was people talking about problems and how they were going to design things. You go into the design office now, and they're all sat there in their little workstations with a keyboard and a screen, and it's silent. And we think, I thought, well, they must talk about it somewhere, because how do you learn? You can only learn by, if you've got problems, the only way you can do it is talk to people who've had them before. Because it was so extensive, you didn't know what was in half the blinking buildings, because in those days, they tended to make everything on site. So you had all sorts of buildings which were making little bits of things. You had the coppersmiths, the tinsmiths, and goodness knows what, all sorts of trades. Whereas now, they buy everything out. All they do is assemble things. They buy it all out. But in those days, there were lots of little buildings doing all sorts of things. You really didn't know what was going on there. So you never went in there. And you didn't, I mean, you had to have a reason for going out of the office. But, I mean, the famous thing is, though, all you did was you stuck a roll of drawings under your arm. And it looked as though you were going somewhere then. And if you want, it was so much so, and our office was based up at the top near Gloucester Road. Now, if you had to go down, sometimes you'd have to go down to the hangar where the aeroplanes were built. Well, you were finally assembled there. And, of course, there was an internal bus service. There still is today. Because the factory's so big, it's too far to walk. In those days, nobody had a car. And these days, everybody's got a car. But you've only allocated one place to park. So if you want to go to a meeting that's half a mile away in the building, you catch the bus. They're in an internal bus service every 10 minutes.